Good morning and welcome to The Morning Interview with me, Erin Fulton, and joining me in the studio this morning from Ramshackle Cabaret, I have Shelby Williams, Serena Wilde, and Christian Litton, and in full disclosure, me too. All four of us are in wonderful Ramshackle Cabaret, and this is the first show back since 2020.
Yeah. It's been a while.
We've been saying it was the last fun thing that happened in 2020.
It was the last event. We kind of shut down 2020 with the cabaret.
Yeah. So people have like fond memories going into quarantine of back when we used to go out and be able to have fun. So we're back on stage. And Shelby, we were talking before we came on air here that this is going to be our 9th show.
Yeah. It's if it was annual shows, it would have been our like 11th or something like that. But yeah, this will be our 9th show.
Our 9th show coming back, and this is something that instead of me just talking, I have a little monologue with myself. For folks who might be new into town, like came in during the pandemic and don't see what Sitka, the full beauty of what Sitka has to offer, like Ramshackle Cabaret. Let's give us a lowdown. Christian, you want to give a lowdown of what is the cabaret?
I would say that it's a fun adult variety show that is aimed at bringing art to the stage that doesn't normally have a venue. So art and performance that in the past didn't really find a venue or a space to present. And so we feel like we're providing that as an alternative kind of art scene, providing a performance venue. But also we are a fundraiser for sexual rights and reproductive health. And so we tend to use the money that we get from these performances that we do and donate that towards causes that we feel like are important. And this last weekend being the 50-year anniversary of Roe v. Wade, we're feeling like this is really a time to that we feel like what
start
we're doing
pushing
is
the body positive and that you can take control of your own sexual health and rights, and it's your body autonomy, and you can do what you want with your body.
Yeah, so we feel like it's time that we're coming back at the right time, and the show always represents a lot of different people and ideas, and if you've never been to one, it's always got some kind of crazy theme, and we always tend to like twist things up a little bit and do some silly stuff on stage, and it's a lot of fun.
So Serena, as you were saying, of just being able to have that bodily autonomy, one of the things I love most about cabaret is, at least for cast members, when we're backstage, we're pumping people up so much. Like, you feel like you are just the most powerful, beautiful, angelic creature to ever grace the world. And you're giving that same energy out to everyone around you. What's been your role and experience with cabaret these last how many years? Like, how many shows have you been in now?
I think I was counting up. I think I've been in 7. I started in 2016. And I really started it as a way to own my body and start to be comfortable with me and start to accept myself. And then all the positive feedback and love you get from the cast and from the public, really, it's amazing. Like, yeah, you're like, I am a strong, powerful woman who can do whatever I want, and I do. And yeah, it's just been a great experience over the years. And then I've gotten more involved in the what we call leadership roles, helping just with the finances of the cabaret, working with Art Change to make sure all of that's working. We got all our ducks in the row and crossing our T's, dotting our I's, all the boring back-end stuff.
That is so essential. And I'm glad you mentioned, Art Change, with Ellen Frankenstein, Art Change Inc. being kind of our parent organization. She's done all the paperwork for 501c3, so she's giving us all that extra room to just go crazy.
Yeah,
just
that's relatively new for us, but we are so happy to be umbrellaed under Ellen's nonprofit. It really helps grease some of the wheels of some of the things we want to do in town, and also just gives us a space that we feel like makes us feel a little more official.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's a good thing to say too. For all the money we do raise, all of that goes back towards sexual health, reproductive wellness. So Shelby, I wanted to talk to you. You have, I feel like with cabaret, wear so many hats of performer and help to organize and also help to like coordinate, getting the body paint and the glitter and the costumes and
publicity,
stuff.
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah. So how did this evolve for you? Of when did you decide to like get into it and then like, actually, I'm going to just, let me just do everything.
Yeah. So the very first year it started with like Amy Kane and Larkspur and some of the old pub guys, the Jenks brothers. And I was just involved through Larkspur because I worked there and we catered the event. And so I did all the food. I made Amy a cake that she sat on. It was amazing. and I was inspired from then on. And the very next year I did body paint. And I've been kind of a pusher of body paint for all the shows. Anytime there's body paint, I'm involved.
Centennial loves us.
Yeah. So much. I'm also the cleanup crew. it's really nice that Centennial has a shower, actually. That's been really... taking advantage of the shower with body paint. I've been involved every year since. And maybe overcommit sometimes, but it's hard to not get inspired when people are so passionate about doing this really cool, weird activity that you don't really find everywhere else. We're not like other cabarets.
No, even if, you go down south, go to bigger cities, we are a unique creature, the Ramshackle Cabaret. And with overcommitting, I feel like looking at our cast list this year, looking at the set list of... We've had all this like pent up like creativity and excitement. So we have a big cast and lots of crossover between acts. Lots of people are like, I'm just going to do it all. I got 2 years to make up for.
I feel like we always do a really good job of not only pulling in the people that continue to do our shows, but we always reach new people every year that we do this show. And it's really fun to see the people that can find themselves in the group and that come out for the group for the first time. And man, they do like, they sign up for like one act, like they agree to do like one thing, but all of a sudden, like, I'll be like, oh, you're only doing one thing. Well, now you're doing this too. And you're going to, how about you do this in the show too? And we always find little ways to get people more involved. And then by the end, it like, man, the cast really gels and we just are all having a good time. We feel really tight by the end and it gets people fired up to come back next year. And man, the last show we did in 2020, probably, at one point, I think we had like 45 people on stage at one point. And I feel like this year is probably not going to be much different. There's a lot of people involved and, close to 20 acts that are going to be on stage and a lot of people that are doing multiple acts. It's really cool to see people that are so inspired and so excited that they're like, well, I want to do a group act, but is it okay if I do a solo act too? And we're like, yes.
That's because we've been saving these acts for years.
They've just been percolating in our brains. Yes. And we've just been like staring longingly at all the glitter we haven't been using. And the time has come. So getting into, Christian, you mentioned it earlier that we like to do things a little on the quirky side.
Yeah.
We try to pick a theme every year to, as an inspiration. We give a theme to the whole cast member and say, like, okay, whatever this invokes in you.
Yeah.
What was the theme this year?
In the past, we've done a lot of fun themes, like we did a space theme and a haunted mansion and a medieval tournament and all kinds of weird stuff. And so this year, we decided to kind of do something that we've talked about for years, but we just never really kind of pulled the trigger on. And so we're going to do a nautical or like a water theme was kind of what we told people to kind of run with. And so it's turning into kind of a... piratey nautical adventure of sorts. And so you'll see all kinds of water type things like animals underwater and sirens and mermaids and sailors and pirates and a little bit of everything. And so a lot of fun stuff. Stuff that kind of, feels close to home and also stuff that feels very far away from home.
Right,
so.
Right. And the title of the show being?
The title of the show this year is Sploosh.
Well, I love that. And we talked about like, okay, if we're gonna name it, we don't want to sound too like we're taking ourselves too seriously.
Yeah we always
we want to refer to it back to it.
We always try to find something that we can laugh about, that we think is funny, that we all think it evokes a certain idea of what the show is. And we always come back to like, are we taking ourselves too seriously here? And sometimes we have to rein that in, where we want people to always recognize that we're trying to have a good time and have fun, and we feel like we do that really well, where we feel like we throw a pretty good party. So
we do. And the whole cast, everyone is all volunteering their time and their resources to make this happen. So to get to the nitty gritty, when is this magical production happening for us? Shelby, what's the lowdown
for it? February 17th, 18th. So that's a Friday, Saturday night. It'll be doors at 8 and show at 9.
21 and older.
Yes. Yep, 21 and over event. You'll be ID'd at the door. VIP tickets are going to go on sale this weekend on Sunday, 2 p.m. at the Mean Queen Dungeon. Those are going to be $65 a piece.
$60 and $35.
Oh, right. That's right. $60 a piece, limited two per person. And then we'll have GA tickets available
February 5th.
Yep, at Old Harbor Books.
Okay. And they'll be $35 each. Yep. And you can buy unlimited amount of general admission tickets. Yes.
Yeah, the VIP tickets, for folks who may not know, this is...
Yeah, if you want that, if you want that full cabaret experience, you know, that VIP ticket just allows you to, one, have a table with maybe some of your friends, get some service from servers and bartenders that will be there. You also tend to be a little bit more maybe involved in the show sometimes. Tends to be the section that we kind of pull people up on stage or just have a little fun with. And yeah, it tends to be kind of, if you want that real full experience, you're right up near the front of the stage and stuff. And it tends to be worth it. A lot of people really, really like that VIP experience, and we tend to sell those tickets on one day.
Super
we'll sell
fast.
Them in an hour and a half, they'll all be gone. So if you are interested in those VIP tickets, I suggest getting to the Mean Queen Dungeon early and standing in line. There will be people there waiting. So,
and looking at the weather forecast, it looks to be actually not like this weather. It looks to be good. Clearing up this weekend.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I really hope that holds true now that I've said it.
Knock on wood.
Yeah.
Indeed. For main show, February 17th and 18th, Friday and Saturday,
at Shelby Centennial Set. Hall.
It's Harrigan Centennial Hall, mm-hmm. doors at 8, show at 9. And with the water theme, you know, take that as inspiration for your own attire.
Yeah, dress up as an underwater animal or as a sailor or a pirate. Or
anybody ever been a sea cucumber?
Yeah,
we have not seen a sea cucumber
wild.
Yet.
Yeah,
yeah. It's awesome to see also not only how creative the cast members are, but how creative the audience
gets. Oh, man, they've
too.
Come up with Love some stuff audience. In the past that has been really funny. And so, yeah.
Their
yeah,
costumes are great.
Yeah.
It's a chance for all of us to get a little goofy. And
yeah, it's February. It's time
get
to
get your yayas out.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, goodness, we're about out of time, but VIP tickets are going on sale this Sunday, Mean Queen Dungeon, at 2 p.m. They do go fast, so get there early. $60 for VIP tickets, limit two per person. General admission on sale at Old Harbor Books, February 5th, $35. And if anyone is interested in learning more about the show,
yeah,
potentially
or
volunteering.
Yep.
How should they get in contact with us?
You can contact us on our Facebook page. That tends to be the best. So Ramshackle Cabaret on Facebook should be easy to find us.
Send us a message if you're interested in working security or bartending or something in the upcoming show, or if you just want to be backstage helping.
Yep.
Send us a message.
And this is, you know, one performance that we're getting back on stage. Maybe if you're inspired to be on stage yourself, same good place to get a hold of us.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, Shelby Williams, Serena Wild, and Christian Litton, thank you all for joining me this morning for Ramshackle Cabaret.
Yeah, thanks,
Thank
Aaron.
You.
Thank you.